close game with director and coach Terry Ward, and a winner in the last 30 seconds, Terry. It doesn't get tighter than that.
No, it doesn't, Carol. No, we were three goals down here. We didn't turn up really in the first period, and then we started off, and we really came back strong. The boys really played well. It's a hard place to come and win, you know, and it was great to get that last goal as well for two reasons. The goalie was giving Dennis a bit of jip and everything else. Dennis responded by scoring that goal in the last seconds to win us the game.
It's been nip and tuck the whole game through, really. They went in at the end of the first, 2-0 up. A couple of lucky bounces for them, maybe. But Luke Brittle and his linemate there, Smith, were having a real blinder in the first.
Yeah, they're good players. We didn't really get a grip of them at all. The second and third period, we realised what was going on. We had to try and stop that, and we did. You know, to be fair, they're both great hockey players, and they take some stopping. So fair play to our forwards coming back and helping out as well beyond the D. So pretty good for us.
Well, second period they came out and they got another goal, and at 3-0 down, we looked kind of down and out. But the lads only let the heads drop momentarily, really, and they came right back. And those two goals got us right back in it to set us up for a good third.
It was. When we were back in the dressing room, I said, "Well, what happens here? We got to win this period. We got to win this second period." Went in there, told the guys in the dressing room, "We've got to win the second period." You know, and fair play to the Carlisle guys, battled back when we won the second period, and obviously we won the third period.
Yeah. Well, we went a goal behind again in the third, but to get that short-handed goal to get us right back in it was really the platform we needed.
I mean, it was great work by Jack Watkins. He really skirted his heart, you know, to put pressure on there. He got there, he got the puck, held on to it well, waiting for Chris Sykes coming in. Chris doesn't miss him from there.
It's been it's been an end-to-end game. Actually, a great game of hockey for a neutral if they came along tonight. They've seen a really good game of hockey.
Oh, without a doubt, it was end-to-end. It was a great hockey game. I think we just edged it at the end there. You know, they were the better team in the first period, and I thought the second two periods we were the better team. So, you know, justice was done. We got our win. But they played really well. They're a different team to what we played in the other three games this year.
Well, we've got the win at the end there, right at the death. That's a massive morale booster going into the big derby tomorrow.
It is, Carol. We had a little game in hand in there, and we had to win that to go 2 points away from everybody else. And that's what we've done tonight.
Big derby game. We're expecting rough and tumble from the Warriors. They need the points. They need to hang on to that playoff spot. So we've got to come out all guns blazing, really.
Yeah, we do, Carol. To be fair, we have to come out all guns blazing. It's a long journey home now for the guys, so hopefully they'll have a long lie in tomorrow, try and recover a bit before we take on the Warriors tomorrow.